Today's Locked On Grizzlies episode is brought to you by Built Bar, an absolutely delicious and tasty, but also super healthy protein bar. And you can get $10 off your first order by going to BuiltBar.com and putting in promo code Locked On.
Pull up jump shot. It's good. Zach Randolph does it again. 3-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies. As you know, we're doing our Grizzlies redraft. This is part two to that series. We're going to pick up right where we left off, and that is the fourth pick in the third round with Parker Fleming.
Yeah, I'm going to go James Posey here. I need that defensive stopper that's also a 3-and-D wing. I can guard positions 1 through 4. During his time in Memphis, he was a 36% three-point shooter, and his season in 2003-2004, he was second in the most improved player voting behind Zach Randolph. That season ranks among 6 in franchise history in win shares, and he was arguably the second best player on that team besides Pau Gasol. Given I already have Mike Conley and Rudy Gay for that scoring punch, I really just need that all-around play, that Tony Allen-esque defense, but also being able to supply that three-point shooting to stay on the floor in 2020.
Interesting. Parker's not going to have any center at all. He's going to play just a bunch of wings out there.
Are we really surprised by that?
We're not. No, we shouldn't be. We're not.
Parker's going to get his center. I have a feeling Parker's going to get his center.
He's going to get Hamed
sure
about
I know who he's Hamed? Going to shoot for.
Haddadi?
I am not giving anything. Parker's going to get his center.
All right. I agree.
Joe, you're up next. Let's start the fourth round for the first pick with Joe.
Fourth round, first pick with me. I'm going to go ahead and I'm torn, to be honest with you, because there's a couple of guys that I think could fit here. But I think I'm going to go again. We talk about balancing the future with the past in terms of thinking long term. I've got two guys that I know are good now. So I've got, and obviously John Morant's good now, but in terms of like winning championships, being around winning teams consistently, Shane Battier, Marc Gasol, I've got that. I've got youth in John Morant. I'm going to add to that youth. And with the first pick in the fourth round, I'm going to take Brandon Clark, who is arguably the most efficient rookie season for any big outside of, you know, Mitchell Robinson out in New York of all time. He's really been impressive. He's a rim runner. You know, you have a pick and pop threat with Marc Gasol. Now you have a pick and roll threat with Brandon Clark paired with Ja Morant. So I'm feeling pretty good about my Morant, Battier, Clark, and Gasol core here. I'm hoping somebody's still there for that fifth pick, and I think I'll have a pretty solid starting five. We'll see how you guys work, but I'm going to go with Brandon Clark and upside there. The perfect complementary player in the first pick of the fourth round.
You know what? That's not fair, the fact that you keep getting the pick before me. I don't like it. I literally have a Google sheet. I'm just writing everybody's picks down so I can remember them. And I have mine already typed out of what my team should look like. And this round, it had Brandon Clark sitting right here where it should be. And now I'm going to have to delete it, or I'm just going to have to copy and paste it and put it on your team.
You can just copy and paste it. That's easier, Mark.
I did. It's already done.
Yeah,
it's
easy.
Done.
Make it easy for yourself, buddy.
I don't like that, though. I don't like that at all. And so now I'll have to go to the next player that I need. I need a point guard. Got to have a point guard in this in this game for sure. And I've gone far too long without having one. So I'm going white chocolate here. Going Jason Williams for my point guard, and picking him with the second pick in the fourth round. Probably again, maybe not where I wanted to pick him. I wanted to pick him in the fifth round, but now I gotta adjust because of you, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. I'm here to help, buddy. I'm here for you. You guys asked me to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm having a blast. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, it's fun, I guess. Sure, you can say that, but it is something. No, it's fantastic. I break Brandon Clark's a great pick there. I mean, honestly, like, I'm surprised he didn't go higher, to be quite honest. I really toyed with the idea of picking him in the last round, and I think it's great value for where you're getting him right there. But Sean, you're up next, third pick in the fourth round.
Yeah, I rush to the board, and, you know, I think this may cause a little bit of a surprise, but if you really think that this was one of the players who peaked with the Grizzlies his rookie year, but I'm going to go OJ Mayo here.
You son of a gun.
With the third pick in the fourth round. In terms of my team, sorry, Joe, in terms of my team, I needed that outside threat, and OJ Mayo is certainly that. I honestly think OJ Mayo may have happened a decade before he was supposed to. He was the type of player who really fit into what today is focused on, whereas he came to the Grizzlies in a style that just, you know, kind of like Rudy Gay didn't fit him. Obviously, OJ Mayo fell off, and, you know, his ties in with the Grizzlies, his career, it was a disappointment. He was a bust, especially when you consider we, you know, traded for him by giving up Kevin Love. But I think that if you take OJ right now and put him in a creative mindset in what the NBA favors today, I really think he becomes a significant talent. And to compliment my Twin Towers below and Kyle Lowry, you know, still developing, I really love the outside threat that OJ Mayo is and can bring to my team as, you know, one of the best pure streaky scorers in Grizzlies history.
That's a good pick. I'll be honest with you. That's a very good pick.
Thank you.
Very frustrating, Sean. You invite me on your show, and you disrespect me by my plans have been disrupted for the first time. Thanks a lot.
You have proof I fought for you to get the first pick, man. I mean, you can't make everybody.
Yeah, that's true. There may or may not have been some freezing of ping pong balls. That's a fair point. So. Fair enough.
Parker, you're up next, sir.
Built Bar is an amazing sponsor for Locked On Grizzlies. It's a super healthy, super tasty protein bar. But the best thing about it is you can grab one of these on the go when you're out in the morning. It's super easy and they're delicious. They're 100% chocolate. It's not like one of those old crappy protein bars that are super crunchy and not very good, not tasty at all. They're delicious. They're soft, easy to chew. But one of my favorite things about BuiltBar.com isn't the bars. It's their Built Boost. It's a packet you just kind of, you know, you pour it into your water bottle. These are absolutely amazing. My favorite one is Fruit Punch. Tastes just like Fruit Punch. It's super healthy for you, and you can add these to any water bottle at any time. Go to BuiltBar.com, take a look around, and use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your first order.
I am rubbing my hands right now because I got the player that I kind of had around this area and one that fits my team. And that is Jonas Valanciunas.
He got his center.
He got his center.
Knew it. That makes total sense.
Yeah. I mean, I need somebody to set hard screens for Mike Conley and for Rudy Gay to have putbacks off Rudy Gay's long twos, and somebody who can battle in with Zach Randolph and Mark Gasol and Pau Gasol on the glass, rebounding the basketball. And honestly, when you look at the leaderboard for most advanced statistics when it comes to rebounding, Jonas Valanciunas is number one, not Zach Randolph. So I'm going to go JV over here.
Good pick. Very good pick. Yeah,
that is a good pick. And again, we talk about the numbers with Clark. I mean, Valanciunas obviously has pretty impressive numbers as well. And Parker, you've written about that over at the blog pretty extensively. So I agree that that is a good selection. Gosh, I was hoping for OJ Mayo. OJ Mayo was my hope because that would have been a perfect starting five. But now I kind of have to regroup and think about how I'm going to do this heading into my fifth round pick.
Look, take your time, Joe, because I'm also regrouping now. So you talk as long as you need to.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody on this panel knows I'm very good at that. If there's anything that I'm good at, it's talking for an extended period of time. So I'm excited about Marc Gasol, Ja Morant, Shane Battier, and Brandon Clark as my core four, so to speak. A nice mix of old and new. Looking at my big board that I did spend actual time constructing before this activity, I could reach if I wanted to and try to fill my starting lineup with a shooting guard, but I think I'm going to be able to wait a little bit on that, and I'm actually going to think for my sixth man. He doesn't really fit in as a starter with the group that I've drafted, but he's the best player on my board, and it's not particularly close between him and the next guy. So I'm going to go Stromile Swift as my next pick, the first pick here of the fifth round for us in 441 games played in Vancouver and then obviously in Memphis. He was a terrible three-point shooter, so that's certainly not where his value lies, but he's going to fill that role as a sixth man big coming off the bench. He's an athlete, obviously, lots of versatility on that end of the floor. And I'm interested in what he's going to be able to do as that sixth man big type of guy. So I know my front court is set now. I've got Stromile Swift coming off the bench, or maybe Brandon Clark comes off the bench because he's used to that in his time as a Memphis Grizzly. But I've got old Stromile Swift coming to Memphis with the first pick of the fifth round. The Memphis Mullinaxes, I should say.
The Memphis Mullinaxes. That's a good name. It's got the ring to it.
Thought of it just now.
On the fly. I love it. I think that's a solid pick. I've got to have another big guy. You know, I've got Zach, Mike, Tony, and Jay Will. I got to have somebody who can go out and get rebounds. I've got to have a center. So I've got to look towards that direction for myself, for this team. So I think I'm going to go center, obviously, but I don't know exactly who. I didn't know until about 3 seconds ago, maybe 30 seconds ago, whenever you were talking, Joe. I think I'm going to go Kosta Kufis here. I think it's a good value pick here. And I need a center, and I like what he did for the team. I probably remember a lot of things wrong, but I think I'm going to go Kosta Kufis for my center. Silence. I love that reaction. Thank you, everybody.
No. I was just deleting him off of my big board. He was a ways down there. He was a ways down there, so I just had to find him.
He's at round 10, even though we have 8 rounds. He's at round 10.
Yeah, he was a round 10 pick. I think Kosta – you know, we talk about, and I have a feeling he's going to get drafted here in a little bit, so I'll hold off. But, you know, you talk about a lot of different guys that kind of get underappreciated, and Jeff Green, Parker had me on that Revisionist Gristery show that I was talking about. We talked about the Jeff Green situation. I think that, you know, Kosta Kufis is somebody who definitely gets underappreciated by Grizzlies fans, especially considering the injuries that happened while he was here. He had a pretty large role in keeping the ship afloat, and he was an excellent screener, excellent rebounder. He did a lot of things well for the Grizzlies. So I like that pick, Mark. I really do.
Thank you. You know what? I appreciate the sympathy picks or the sympathy vote. Being the Locked On Grizzlies show with Mark and Sean. But you know what? I'll take them where I can get them. I have 3 kids, so that's kind of how I usually get them anyway. So it's all good. Sean, you're up next. What are we in? Round 5, pick 3.
So I want to clarify this before I make this pick, because you know, we probably didn't do the best job of doing that, but I want to be respectful here. Is it okay if we pick someone who may have spent just a year here? What are y'all's thoughts on that? Did y'all make your big boards in assuming that?
If the name of the player that you're thinking of rhymes with Schmyreek Schmevens, I have him on my board.
Yes, that was actually going to be my next pick. It came down to him and another Grizzly who was recent. But I'll leave that to be. But yes, I'm going to go Tyreek Evans. The reason why is just because, again, it's all about, you know, the potential that's there in today's game. And I don't have a traditional lineup per se, but I have all-around scores. I have good defensive anchors. I have a point guard who I feel could develop into serviceable. But I like the starting lineup here, especially with the inside-outside threats and Tyreek's ability to get to the basket. You know, Kyle's shown a little bit of it as well in the outside scoring. But Tyreek Evans here had a career year, probably not all-star level, but, you know, he's mostly known now for being out of the league. Probably should have been traded. Obviously should have been traded. But really am excited to have him fall to me. I think that he could be one of the better value picks, you know, if this was a fantasy draft or reality type situation. So I'll take Tyreek Evans and run away happy from the podium.
Sean, you son of a gun.
It's the angst of your fellow drafters is always the biggest compliment. The
yes.
silence and then the angst is always the biggest compliment that you made a good pick.
Yeah.
That 1 year of Tyreek Evans was pretty damn good, if we're all being honest with each other. Like, the most frustrating thing about Tyreek Evans was he was so good that they didn't take advantage of how good he was. One of the few home runs that Chris Wallace in the front office hit at that point. And it should have been an easy find something for him because he wasn't going to help you, and they didn't take advantage of it. So if anything, that is a compliment to what Tyreek Evans was as a Grizzly, and it makes it a good pick here, Sean.
And especially just to add this, just a general disappointment. I know that he, you know, arguably had his best year with the Grizzlies, but being a former Memphis Tiger and, you know, potentially starting off his career in a direction to where he could have arguably been the second best Tiger in the past 20 years besides Derrick Rose. And then his career to kind of, you know, get into bus status, you know, him having a, you know, kind of a resurrection here in Memphis, I think was awesome to see, though it didn't end well. So.
You're up, Parker.
Yeah. So now I got to reroute because I was just going to take all the offense between Mike Conley, Rudy Gay, Tyreek Evans, and Jonas Valanciunas, but it's okay. I have a decent backup plan, kind of in the similar mold as James Posey. Somebody that in this starting five, he doesn't need the ball to be efficient, helps on the glass rebounding, and can defend positions 3 through 5. And I'm going to go with Jamichael Green.
Good pick.
Good pick.
Wow. Okay.
The most underappreciated Grizzly in the history of the Memphis Grizzlies, in my opinion. People don't understand how good he was for this team.
Or, I mean, the things he did that nobody else wanted to do, he is very underappreciated. Probably, I think you're right, probably one of the most underappreciated guys. He did a lot for this team and never got the accolades or the pub that he should have.
You can argue whether or not it should have been this. I think that it was argued at the time. But Jamichael Green was so good as a Memphis Grizzly, he made Zach Randolph a sixth man.
Yeah,
the almighty Zach Randolph, the super Zeebo, the guy that is an icon in Memphis. Jamichael Green led to that coaching staff thinking, hey, this guy needs to play. He does enough for us on both ends of the floor. We'll see if Zach can be a key reserve for us, and we'll run with Jamichael. I'm not saying it obviously there were consequences to that decision, but at the same time, Jamichael played well enough. It wasn't because of Jamichael Green necessarily that was a poor choice. And that's a testament to what Jamichael Green did in Memphis.
He was one of the few examples during the grit and grind era of the Grizzlies actually developing a talent to be much more than it was expected. You know, once we got him from San Antonio, an undrafted talent out of, I believe, Alabama. Yeah, is where he did it. I know that because every time I tweeted about him in the past, an Alabama random bot on yes. Twitter would like it. But no, I think that's something that I do appreciate is that during the Chris Wallace era, he was arguably one of the best examples of the Grizzlies actually developing a guy correctly to the modern NBA. And you can see how his career took off.
No, I agree completely. I think that's a pretty solid pick there, Parker. I'm going to go ahead and jump up. And I'm between two players here looking at my sixth pick. I've got four starters and I've got my sixth man, Swifty, so to speak. And that's what I call Swifty because we're tight. And I'm looking at my board. And again, I've got a couple of guys that are in front of these guys, but at the same time, they don't really fit the roster the way the draft is played out. So I'm stuck between two. And when I have two guys that are pretty much 1A and 1B, I'm going to go on the side of what I've talked about all along was my main goal of this activity, and that's to frustrate Mark King. So it's not because it's someone he would have picked, but it's because it's someone that I know he despises. And my pick here with the first pick in the sixth round is Courtney Lee. Courtney Lee doesn't have to be a scorer. He doesn't have to be a scorer on this team. I've got Ja Morant. Ja Morant's going to be the star. Shane Battier, Marc Gasol, Brandon Clark, they're all guys that fit. Courtney Lee's another fit guy. It's a perfect fit. So I don't have necessarily a number two scorer yet. But what I do have is a roster that is built around Ja Morant, his strengths. Courtney Lee is a guy who shot 37.7% from the floor. Courtney Lee, believe it or not, still has spent the most time during his NBA career with the Memphis Grizzlies. 177 games played, again, 37.7% shooter from beyond the arc. He didn't shoot it as much as you wanted him to, but the sheer threat of him being there, his ability to defend multiple positions, again, he has Battier next to him, so he doesn't have to take up the toughest guys he's going to have to guard in this mini league that we were setting up. It's not going to be that big of a threat. Courtney Lee's my choice with the first pick of the sixth round.
I wish that you could see my screen right now, because this is me leading Courtney Lee off my timeline and putting it in yours.
This has worked out perfectly for me.
Literally wonderful. Three picks now where I was like, oh, there's no way. So he's going to pick Courtney Lee here. No, I don't think so. It's fine. Not a big deal. Or it is a big deal. And he, are you spying on me? No, I'm just kidding.
I might be. You don't know.
I don't understand why you, you know what? Fine. It's fine, because I was going to pick Courtney Lee there, and it was going to give me some extra shooting off the bench if he would actually shoot the ball. But that's okay. You have Courtney Lee, and guess what? He won't shoot for you either. He's just going to stand there. Whenever he gets the ball, he's never going to shoot the ball ever.
That's fine. You know who's going to lead the league in scoring? You know who's going to lead the league in scoring, Mark? Can you tell me? Tell me who's going to lead the league in scoring, Mark. It's going to be John Morant, because he's really good, especially with this roster.
He's really awesome at basketball. All right. Since Courtney Lee has now been taken out of my grasp, barely again by the person in front of me, who was probably won't be invited back anymore.
Oh man. Well, that's no different than where we already are.
So it doesn't matter. Does it? Hurts doesn't matter. Coming for my team. I don't know if I can pick this person. I don't know what we decided on. But I'm going to say I want to pick this person, and you guys tell me if I can or not. I want to pick Sharif Abdur-Rahim now, because I need some extra shooting on this team. Are we cool with that? I mean, he's played the Grizzlies for a really long time. I don't know if we were talking Vancouver or not, but that's who I want to pick. So you guys let us decide. If that says no, then I'll pick someone else.
What do you think, Sean?
I think Raheem was going to be a third rounder for me if we considered it, and I thought we stuck straight with Memphis. So
yeah, everybody. I agree. He would already been picked by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's fine. That's totally fine. But now I got to go back to the
great pick. It was a great pick.
I would have gone him. In all seriousness, I would have picked Sharif Abdur-Rahim before Brandon Clark. I would have gone back that far in the draft.
That's fair.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Can I pick Hashim Thabeet? No, I'm just kidding.
yes,
I mean,
you
could do that there. Where do I want to go next? I need some shooting. So I might have to go fill some time talking here for a second, because I don't really know just yet. By the way, like Joe made a entire board, all this other things. I did nothing. I prepared 0%. I just know who I like and who I don't like.
It's just weird that you're making excuses and we're not even done with the draft. You still have three players that you can add to improve your team, and you're already coming up with ways that things didn't work out for you. That's disappointing.
I never said they didn't work out, first of all.
Okay, fair enough. It's your show. It's your show. I'm just happy to be here.
It didn't work out. I just said I don't know where I'm at right now. So, Joe or Sean, why don't you talk for a minute and let me think?
Okay, well, how about we run down our roster so far, Sean, point in the draft? I have, Mark, if you're listening, I took Ja Morant with the first overall pick. From there, I went Marc Gasol, Shane Battier, Brandon Clark, Courtney Lee, I took Stromile Swift, and then Courtney Lee. So my starting five will be Ja Morant, Marc Gasol, Shane Battier, Brandon Clark, and Courtney Lee, with a sixth man of Stromile Swift. I know I had the advantage of the first overall pick. I'm feeling pretty good about that roster, Sean. How are you feeling about your squad?
I think that it is a very well thought out roster.
Thank you,
that
Sean.
It focuses on the past plus the present, is built in a way that has skill sets that can go forward, and it appreciates the peak it celebrates all of Memphis. You've got two players, I believe, from different eras. Yeah, you got two players from the grit and grind, early Memphis days, and now. So you've got good balance in terms of history. You've got players that do their roles well, and you've got players whose games translate to the roles that they'll be expected to play in today's game. So I think that it's a good team. I think you have the best starting five, in my opinion.
Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate that. That's really kind of you to say. You could almost say that I'm starting five, locked on to this draft. You could almost say I'm locked on to the draft activity that we're doing here.
You could almost say that.
Almost.
All right, I know what I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick Dorian. All right. That's what I'm going to pick.
Good pick.
He's one of my first loves as a Grizzly from watching the team. So it's more sentimental, but also a very good pick because he's a good player.
Lorenzen Wright?
No.
I didn't hear your pick. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I said I'm going to pick Darrell Arthur.
Okay, gotcha.
Which right. sounds exactly like Lorenzen Wright.
I didn't hear it, man. I'm sorry.
Poor Parker. Poor Parker's hanging out with these three old dudes, and he's just like, God, why am I here?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, Parker, you're a good sport, buddy. You're up. Who's up from you? I think I know who you're going to pick, but I'm interested to hear.
No, well, it's Sean's turn.
Pick, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Sean's turn. See, you took so long, Mark, I got distracted. My apologies, Sean. You're up.
On me.
I'm going to take a player who there may be talents that translate more clearly to today's game, but someone that makes the team better and that I feel complements my team who have some role players, not necessarily role players, but have players who have a few clear strengths. But this is a jack of all trade. My pick, the third pick in the sixth round, I'm going Kyle Anderson. And wow. The reason why I'm going Kyle Anderson is because of what he can do. Now, you combine him with Jaren Jackson Jr., you've got length and good defensive ability on the court at all times to do a lot of different opportunities. When were Tyreek Evans and O.J. Mayo in their best roles, when they played their best quality basketball? When they were sixth men. So you can put Kyle Anderson into the lineup and allow for Evans or Mayo to come off the bench in a pure six man role. He offers a good second facilitator. He doesn't have to score that much because I do have scores up and down my lineup. I think that he complements very well. And in a spot starter / six man role, he's the type of guy that can really make the product of your team better without being the most clear fit in today's game, but I'm happy with that pick. I think Kyle Anderson is a definite advantage to any bench or as a potential spot starter in today's game.
No, I think that's fair. I like that pick. I like Kyle Anderson a lot, despite the article that I wrote recently about him being traded. I actually like Kyle Anderson. I just don't think that he fits with what the Grizzlies are trying to do now. I could be wrong about that, but I think that it's telling that Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill played more than Kyle before those two guys were moved on from. So I'm not sure Taylor Jenkins likes him as much as he should, but no, everything you just said is fair. I like Kyle a lot. I think he has a lot of skill. He brings a lot of things to the table that are winning type plays that don't necessarily mesh or match with what the Grizzlies appear to want to be doing moving forward, especially when it comes to providing space for John Morant to get to the basket. But that's a good pick. I like Kyle a good bit.
Thank you.
Now it is Parker's pick with the fourth pick in the sixth round. Two more rounds after this.
And Parker, if you would do me a favor before you pick, I'm trying to follow with the rosters. Who do you have so far?
So right now, my starting five is Mike Conley, James Posey, Rudy Gay, Jamichael Green, Jonas Valanciunas.
Pretty good.
That's a pretty good starting lineup. I'm not going to lie.
That's good. I like that, Parker.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure I have the worst team here.
But that's all right. We'll talk more about that at the end. Go ahead, Parker.
I'll confirm it. So
with my sixth man, I'm going to go with the guy that y'all say is perfect to be the sixth man for this next Grizzlies team.
You're the worst.
I want to go with my brand, the six-part series, Dylan Brooks.
# six-part series.
I don't think I should really explain myself here as far as why I picked him, but I need a six-man. I need somebody who has that gunner mentality. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Grizzlies only lost one or two games when Dylan scored 20 or more, and I just need someone to go fill it up off the bench, and then when it comes down to crunch time, if I want to move, let's say Jonas Valanciunas is getting played off to four, I can slot in Dylan Brooks at the two, and I'm still not losing a ton of size per se. So I still have Mike Conley, Dylan Brooks, James Posey, Rudy Gay, and Michael Green. And then also, too, as far as maximizing Mike Conley and maximizing a 2020 Mike Conley, he's another shooter. Like, he's shot 36, 37% from three, and he can put the ball on the floor, score at three levels, and he'd be feasting on second units. And for the Grizzlies, that hasn't really been that good. So I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks.